And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. After 1 year, the Salam Shalom and U.S. military aid to Israel bus ad is coming down. Our contract will expire. It created a big kerfuffle, as y'all may recall. Now comes another bus ad from Voice for Israel. Their chair states that the Salam Shalom bus ad denied Israel's right to defend itself. That is not the case and patently absurd. The U.S. Arms Export Control Act states that the United States may stop aid to countries which use U.S. military assistance for purposes other than legitimate self-defense. How does legitimate self-defense possibly be construed to include providing aggressive attack weapons such as fighter bombers, attack helicopters, sophisticated air-to-ground missiles, as well as some of the most powerful bombs in the world? Israel's consistent claim of self-defense should be questioned. In the great majority of cases, is Israel the attacked or the attacker? Is Israel the defender or the aggressor? Are most of these conflicts fought on Israeli territory or Palestinian territory? Who is the pursued and who is the pursuer? Does continually violating international laws and UN resolutions speak of Israeli self-defense? Does being the only nuclear-armed nation in the conflict speak of Israel's self-defense? The example could go on and on, illustrating the absurdity of Israel claiming that it is only exercising its right to defend itself. As intelligent and compassionate human beings, we should open our eyes to the truth that it is the Palestinians, rather than the Israelis, who need to be concerned about self-defense. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.